Okay, so we are on the record.
Okay. I am Shane Yardley, Assistant Chair of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. I would like to call this meeting of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives to order. It is now 8:30 a.m. on March 26, 2026. This meeting is conducted electronically and is anchored in the North Conference Room on the first floor of the Heber Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. Minutes will be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The recording and the approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. The following board members are in attendance. Ralph Pittman.
Here.
Cheryl Stedman.
Here.
Shane Yardley here. Wendy Russin.
Here.
Erica Nelson.
Here.
Derek Bradley.
Here.
The following board members are absent: Mandy Liu and Curtis Nilsson. The following individuals representing DOPL in the Department of Commerce are in attendance: Jeff Dujon.
Here.
Kelly Ariola.
Here.
Sharon Bennett.
Present.
We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. Please mute your microphone unless speaking. If you are a guest joining via video or by phone, please enter your name in the chat box and state your name before speaking for the record. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with the agenda. The first item of business is review and approve February 12th, 2026 meeting minutes. Kelly sent those out. Can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion to approve the minutes for our February 12th, 2026 meeting as presented to the board.
Thank you, Ralph. Can we get a second?
Yeah, Cheryl Stebbins, I'll second.
Thank you, Cheryl. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed say nay. Okay, the minutes are approved. We'll turn the time over to Jeff for the legislative and environmental scan.
The legislature has concluded for this year. There was an OPLR bill and also a few other bills that will affect the nursing profession. I'm not going to probably talk about it yet until they're actually signed by the governor, the bills and all that, but overall, not too much of an impact this time. So there will be rules that will need to be written to correspond to the code, and that will be occurring at an upcoming board meeting. We'll go over those proposed rules and all that. And of course, all of you will have a copy of that well before the meeting to make your suggestions on the rules.
Thank you, Jeff. Also on the agenda is OPLR Med Spa Wellness Clinic Project Intro. And I'll turn the time over to the division for that item.
Yeah, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. My name is Jordan Gee. I'm with the Office of Professional Licensure Review. You get two views of me now, apparently. This is great. We are a small policy office within the Department of Commerce. We have interacted with a few of you in the course of our review last year of the nursing profession. And so good to see you all again. We, just as a reminder for those folks who maybe haven't interacted with us yet, we review Utah's occupational licensing policies and make recommendations to the legislature regarding things that need to be changed to, one, ensure patient safety, and to ensure that there aren't any unnecessary barriers to practicing for folks who are qualified to do so. So that's what we do. Last year, we did a review of nursing, and that's why we interacted with many of you. This year, we've moved on to other healthcare professions, physicians, chiropractors, dentists. But something that came up last year and that we didn't get the time to really fully address, and it's connected to the folks we're dealing with this year as well, is this space that we're calling kind of the wellness med spa space. We heard some concerns from Doppler investigators and from folks in the industry about patient safety in these types of spaces. So we're going to be doing kind of it's a cross-professional review because it touches on several different professions, but kind of a deep dive review of these spaces to see what regulations need to be in place or if there's a way to clarify the regulations that are already in place. So I just wanted to share a few slides briefly to give you all a kind of an idea of what we're doing. So let's see if I can share these. Okay. Slides popping up. Great.
Yes.
Okay, so we're calling this Minor Surgical Med Spa and Wellness Review. It touches on a few different areas that are kind of loosely related. Just to give a sense of, let's see if I can slide. There we go. So a couple of issues that we need to address first is the issue of the definition of minor surgical procedures. As many of you might be aware, there was a Supreme Court decision last year regarding nurse practitioners doing liposuction. And the Utah Supreme Court came down and said that nurse practitioners can't be doing liposuction. It's an ablative procedure. And because of that Supreme Court decision, there's been some confusion as to the procedures that nurse practitioners and PAs are allowed to do. Some folks were concerned that because of that Supreme Court decision, that nurse practitioners and PAs are no longer to be able to do things such as removing moles, skin tags, those kinds of things that they have traditionally done and that don't really cause a problem. So to kind of sidestep that issue for now, we put in this bill that passed in the legislative session, SB 31, that nurse practitioners and PAs are allowed to do minor surgical procedures. So that should give them some room to continue to do those things. However, that's not defined yet. That's something that we need to define in the coming. Probably next legislative session, we need a bill that defines that. So we need to work on that definition. We also saw inconsistencies in language within Title 58 across sections. There's confusion in terms of there are parts of code that are kind of spread out through 58. So things in 58-1 about cosmetic medical procedures, ablative and non-ablative procedures, but that was tripping up professions because it doesn't mention those in their specific code. So there's confusion there. There's also growth in wellness, IV hydration, ketamine clinics. These things are becoming more popular. And so we feel that it's important to, one, clarify the regulations that are already in place, kind of put everything in one place for practitioners rather than spread out throughout 58. And there might be gaps in regulation in terms of these spaces, who can perform certain things, what's required before a patient can receive these procedures. So we really want to take kind of a comprehensive approach to these issues over the next couple of months, hopefully look at some legislation next year or some rulemaking to provide clarity in these spaces to make sure that those who are qualified to do these things can do them, that patients who can benefit from them can receive them, but also making sure that it's done safely. Just to give a sense of our timeline and the process where we'll be going through, we currently are working and chatting amongst ourselves, folks in Doppel, to get a sense of the approach that we should take. There are kind of two approaches we can take. One is simply working within the existing framework and just clarifying definitions, adding things where they need to be. There's also kind of a more comprehensive structural change approach that we could take, which would be maybe working within 58-1 or creating a new section that deals with some of these cross-cutting professional issues in one section. So we're kind of trying to get a sense of which approach would be better right now. We are then going to be putting together an interprofessional working group that contains representation from each of the professions that are kind of implicated in these areas, in these issues, that we will work with throughout the summer. And here we would really need technical assistance, right, to understand these different procedures, understand what training needs to be done and what training is being done in different programs for different professions. And then August to October, we will be kind of vetting and finding a draft legislation, and we will be coming back to the boards and industry professionals, industry groups. And so a couple of asks for you all today. One, we would obviously love to have a couple of nurse practitioners on this interprofessional working group. They're obviously implicated in these issues, the minor surgical procedures, ketamine, IV hydration, all of those things, and a CRNA as well, particularly for kind of the ketamine issue. So we would love for you folks to get together and maybe send us a couple of recommendations for somebody, for a nurse practitioner and a CRNA who could serve on this kind of interprofessional working group that we have going. We're expecting the time commitment to be maybe 2 to 3 hours a month for maybe 5 months to give a sense of what that time commitment might be like. It could be somebody from the board if you all want to do that, or somebody else within the profession. But again, we need technical expertise, technical advice to be helping us on these pretty complex issues. And then second ask would just be maybe just a few minutes of interaction right now to hear kind of reactions to what we will be doing and anything that you would like us to be aware of as we start this process. So maybe just if I could open up the floor for just a few minutes to hear any initial reactions and things you want us to be aware of as we start this review, and or answer any clarifying questions.
I'll speak up. I'm Erica Nelson. I'm a women's health nurse practitioner and certified nurse midwife. I will say that I appreciate this approach that you are, you know, making it really transparent what the process is and who all you're going to involve. I do think that people who have expertise in this area should be in a position to give input. This is not my specialty. I do have connections with the Association of Nurse Practitioners here in Utah. And so I can reach out to them to see if they have someone who could speak to this, unless there are other members of the board who know someone in particular who would be good to send.
And I will say too, we have created a list of industry associations we need to reach out to, including the Association of Nurse Practitioners here in the state. So we're going to be doing something kind of similar with all of these industry groups, kind of a preliminary, this is what we're doing, and then we'll get some recommendations for folks from them as well. So thank you for bringing that up.
Perfect.
You know, this is Cheryl Stedman. I think Curtis Nelson will be joining us a little bit later, but he is a CRNA, and I would like to speak with him to see if he would be willing as a board member to participate. I think it's important, and he's got, I think, expertise and information related to particular the ketamine clinics, and I could be wrong, so I'm not saying that he does for sure, but I'm going to ask him if he would be willing as a board member to be on this. I'm not going to volunteer him, even though I would like to. I'll try and talk to him soon, and then he can. Do you want us to let you know if you want him to let you know?
Yeah, I will. I'll drop my email in the chat. Jeff also has my email. I would maybe just ask within the next week if you all could send me the name of, just have one representative, one person from the board, send me the name of one nurse practitioner and one CRNA who you would recommend for this. And so that might be Curtis, it might be somebody else, but maybe in the next week, would love to have that information. So again, one nurse practitioner, one CRNA that you would recommend.
Okay.
Great. Anything else that you guys would like us to know or any clarifying questions?
So this is Ralph Pittman, member of the board. I thank you for looking at this. I know this has been a question that's come up multiple times before the board as far as what nurse practitioners can do, can't do in regards to this. But one thing I know you're just getting started with your group is, are you going to be looking at what non-licensed professionals as far as medical assistants and even licensed practical nurses involved in these processes, what they can and can't do in regards to their scope of practice? Because I know in the past that has been an issue as far as not just for the the provider, but those involved with these procedures.
Yes, absolutely. We're imagining this to be a comprehensive approach, so we would like to address kind of every profession that is implicated, right? So addressing the question of what is the role of an LPN in ketamine treatment? Is there a role for LPNs in IV hydration? Those kinds of things, yes, we will absolutely want to. We do need to keep the interprofessional group, the numbers a little bit contained, right? And so we hope that, you know, having a nurse practitioner involved, a couple of nurse practitioners involved will help get that general nursing kind of perspective, including LPNs and RNs as well, would be the hope. But yes, the plan is to be as comprehensive as we can be, and so to address all of the professions that might be involved in these processes. So yes. Great. Anything else? Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. This is probably more directed to Jeff, but since we don't have another board meeting before they're asking for those names, how would you like to handle that?
Yeah, you can definitely just email me the name, or you can email Jordan directly to, you know, if you just send it to me, I'll forward it to Jordan. Just send them to me. Okay. We'll make it really easy.
Okay. Do you want board members with interested individuals to send them to you and you'll forward one name, or how do you want to come to that consensus of one name?
I would say just forward it to me, any of the names, and then I'll forward to Jordan and see what type of the best.
Yeah, this is Jennifer here. I'm one of Jordan's colleagues. We're going to hear a range of recommendations. So we anticipate there's going to be more than one name for the number of spots that we will be able to include in the technical group. So right now we're just soliciting suggestions so that we can, you know, get a variety of names put forward, and then we'll need to decide ultimately who will be on that group once we've gone through this process.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, great clarification. So yeah, totally fine if you send us more than one name, but just know that we will be boiling it down.
Okay, thank you. All right, the next agenda item is an adjudicative proceeding at 9 a.m. So that gives us a few minutes. Kelly, do we want to go off the record?
Yeah, we can take a break.
Yep, definitely take a break.
And then just meet back at 5 minutes to nine?
Yeah, maybe 3 minutes to nine.
3 minutes.
Something like that.
Okay. We'll see everyone back at 3 minutes tonight.
Kelly, would you mind sending me a copy of the agenda? I have not been able to find it. I don't know why. It like got buried in my email somewhere. So if you don't mind doing that, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay.